So, you know, I knew about the 442nd. Our TV repairman, when I was growing up, he was the brother of our family doctors. Bert Tanaka was the repairman's name. He got a field commission in Europe as a member of the 442nd. Yeah, I knew about them. But the 100th, I did not know that much about. And over the years of living in La Crosse, I learned more and more about them. The 100th, I mean, some details if you guys don't know. They formed in Hawaii in June of 1942. They got called by the members, once they got their name eventually in California, I think, the one Puka Puka. Puka in Hawaiian is whole, so 100 is more than two wholes. So as the one Puka Puka, soon after forming in Hawaii from the National Guard, they got on a ship for Oakland, California, and from Oakland they sailed, or from Oakland they took a train here. And they trained here again for 6 months. Again, most known for their fighting in southern Italy. Before that, they had been subject to racism. After the Pearl Harbor attacks, obviously it was difficult for people of Japanese ancestry. I should say they were mostly, or I think all, Nisei from Hawaii, second generation born in Hawaii when Hawaii was a territory. And then they got sent to Algeria, and General Eisenhower did not want them serving under him, and so they got assigned to somebody else, 8th Army, I think, and then sent to Italy. And they took part in this battle of Monte Cassino, which is in South Italy. I think it was a really key point to control this monastery on this pretty high up mountain. It was a really, really long, drawn-out battle. They took part in that heroically in that context. They got known as the Little Men of Iron by the war correspondents.